open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, Louisiana, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube.
It fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
All right, day number four here at Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, Radio Row. Packed show for you tonight. You are going to hear from Steve Tasker. He is from CBS Sports. Of course, he's been assigned to a bunch of Browns games. Got to get his reaction to what's going on with this Browns team as he works this Super Bowl for CBS. And how about this one? Heisman Trophy winning running back from Ohio State, Eddie George, on the show. You're going to hear from him. He works for YahooSports.com as an NFL analyst. Warren Sapp just walked by the way. That's what happens here on Radio Row. Shook hands. Eddie George, and he, by the way, a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday. We're going to talk a lot about that on this show as well. Eddie George, working for Yahoo Sports, going to talk with him. Get some, obviously, thoughts on the game, on the Super Bowl, but also on the Buckeyes, the current Buckeyes, and what he can say about that. And Eddie follows that closely, obviously. And then another Ohio connection here. Chris Rose from Shaker Heights works for NFL Network. You've seen him, I'm sure, on NFL Network. He'll be part of the 10.5 hours of NFL Network coverage of Super Bowl 47. And Rose is a rabid Browns fan. I mean, he is definitely intense when it comes to his team. Family had season tickets. I'm sure he's going to remember exactly where those were. We'll talk with Chris Rose about his Browns fandom and loyalty, and also about NFL Network's coverage of the game, that he's a big part of that. Alex Marvez will also be with us from FoxSports.com. We've had him as a regular on our show. A great perspective about the Super Bowl from him, and a guy who just knows his stuff inside out. So much to get to you. We've got so many, and there's so much more. This is truly the case. I know we've had the two-hour specials last night and then on Monday. Today, tomorrow would have been really nice to have those, but that isn't how it worked out. We're back to our usual hour format tonight and tomorrow night, and even more for you tomorrow night as well. You're going to I'll just give you a sneak peek. Hall of Famer Warren Moon will be part of that show tomorrow, but I'll give you the rest of that guest list tomorrow because we've got so much going on here. Joe Thomas is going to be down here. He is a finalist for NFL Man of the Year. Very exciting stuff with the Browns right at the heart of it all. Okay, we're just getting this thing rolling. In about 2 minutes, you're going to hear from Steve Tasker from CBS Sports. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're broadcasting to you from Super Bowl 47 Radio Row in New Orleans on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Only here. Only now. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio.
With huge savings.
Like up to $9,000 off a new F-150. Or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we'll get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Get to Liberty for today.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Get back to what's good every morning with Chock Full of Nuts Coffee. While nuts is part of our name, there has never been any nuts in our coffee. Only 100% premium roasted coffee beans for a smooth, delicious taste every time. Chock Full of Nuts, just heavenly coffee since 1932. Look for Chock Full of Nuts premium coffee at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
New year, new pricing, new phones. Only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation. Like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby. A Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around. All priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. 3-month offer ends February 10, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
I own a business and I love ADT. I can use my smartphone and tablet to arm or disarm the security system, watch secure real-time surveillance video, and control the lighting and thermostat.
Enjoy greater control of your business with ADT and get peace of mind for less than $2 a day.
With ADT, I can finally be in two places at once.
Call 855-6-ADT-BIZ and get ADT for less than $2 a day. That's 855-6-ADT-BIZ. Helping to protect your business is our business. ADT, always there. For complete terms and conditions of this offer, California license number ACO 7155974443, DPO 17232, Florida EF 0001121, Louisiana F1639, F1407, F1640, Massachusetts 172C, Missouri 15019511, New York 12000305615, Pennsylvania 090797. Another ADT license and trademark information. Visit ADT.com or call 800-ADT-ASAP. Copyright 2013 ADT LLC DBA. ADT Security Services. All rights reserved.
Will Burge here with Chad Johnson, owner of Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Chad, how's your new location in Willoughby?
Hey, Will, the response has been unbelievable. We love Willoughby.
Chad, Lady Jane's is unreal. Flat screens everywhere, hot lather neck shaves, and a 10-minute scalp massage to kill for.
Check us out on Euclid Ave, just west of 355th Street. Let one of our talented stylists make you look great.
Lady Jane's on Euclid Avenue, just west of 355th Street in Willoughby. Haircuts are just $10.
It's wicked awesome.
Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Radio Row at Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, Louisiana, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you for this full hour on Radio Row. Enjoying every bit of our time here, and it's going by fast. This is day four. We got one more day here on Radio Row in New Orleans. So we're going to cram in as much as we possibly can. And Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined right now by Steve Tasker from CBS Sports, and of course, You know him on a lot of the Browns broadcast because you got a lot of their games, Steve. And since we last talked, this team has made a lot of changes, starting with the head coach, Rob Schudzinski. Now Norv Turner is offensive coordinator. Ray Horton is defensive coordinator. Just your general take on all the changes the Browns have made.
Well, it's going to be Chudzinski's first shot at it, but he's been considered for a lot of spots in a lot of places, and I really like Norv Turner as an offensive coordinator. You ask around, and I know a lot of people have issues with Norv. I mean, he's never won the big game. He was nothing without. Troy Aikman was the guy that made it. But let me tell you something. There are coaches around the NFL. You ask around. I've heard a guy told me that he thinks Norv Turner is maybe the greatest play caller of all time. He says he is a brilliant tactician with his personnel, formations, play calling, the way he uses his people to get the most out of them and to put pressure on a defense.
Right.
He says he's second to none. And I agree. I mean, head coaches who call their own plays, it's tough, I think. I think it's a difficult task. And Norv, you know, obviously didn't go well for him in San Diego when he was a head coach trying to call the plays. But as a coordinator, I think the Browns got a good one.
And, you know, he's also a guy that a lot of people would look at as a good fixer of quarterbacks, a guy who just brings that technical sense. And, so if assuming Brandon Whedon is still there, or whoever is still on, or whoever's on the team, and you know there's going to be young quarterbacks who are part of it, inexperienced guys, they would benefit from that instruction.
Yeah, and I think, too, in the NFL, you fix what you can fix, because you expect the players to be committed to fixing it themselves. So if that's the case, then that's where it goes. You fix what you can fix. You don't fix what you can't fix, and you don't try and fix what's not broken. And that's where you're at with quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Norv is going to have to sit down with Brandon, you know, and gauge his level of commitment and say, listen, we got to work on this, and I want you to do it. And Brandon's going to have to step up to the plate and do it. There are people who know how to play quarterback in this league, and they're going to be on the Browns staff, and it's up to Brandon to listen to them and get it done.
For a lot of reasons, people hate change in almost anything, but especially when it comes to football. So when you're changing coaches, when you're changing schemes, inevitably you're going to have players who are carried over from a previous scheme, that it you know, it's a setback. And there's a lot of concern among Browns fans that does the new coaching staff mean that they've got to sort of suffer through some struggles? Or, Steve, as you watch games each week and see how this league has evolved from the time you played in it till now, or even when you were playing in it, how do you feel about how you can adapt to change? Can it happen in a short enough time?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the 49ers. Jim Harbaugh came in, and all of a sudden they're snapping off a 13-3 season. They were not very good 2 years ago, last year they were very good, and that was a flip of a switch. We've also seen teams take a step backwards when they switch head coaches. Most of it, you can say what you want about head coaches, they are vitally important. You asked the New Orleans Saints how important Sean Payton was this last year in his absence. They're important, but, you know, you can pick any head coach you want. If he goes in, he's got 3-13 talent. That's what you're going to go 3-13.
Sure.
And
sure.
So you don't usually take a team over like Jim Harbaugh. It was no coincidence that Harbaugh looked at that roster and saw what he had. He knew. So that's why, you know, he jumped at the chance to move what was a tremendous job he did at Stanford, a great job to have at Stanford, particularly a job that he was doing so well and getting so much notoriety for doing well. To make the switch and move to another team that had not been good for a long, long time,
right.
You knew he saw something on that roster that made him think it was possible to win.
Steve Tasker joins us from CBS Sports, former NFL standout, played for the Buffalo Bills, one of the greatest special teams players in the history of this game. Steve, as we look at the game and the Super Bowl and you bring up the 49ers and what Jim Harbaugh did there, and you look at the Ravens and what his brother John has done with that team. It almost seems like, for a lot of reasons, this matchup is about as right as it could be for the respective conferences, right? I mean, and not just because of the whole brother angle, but just what these teams do, what the strength of the Ravens is versus what the strengths of the 49ers
are. It's no coincidence that these teams look like each other.
I mean,
the two head coaches shared a bedroom for 18 years, you know, so the teams look alike. They're built with the same philosophy. However, now, we know about the big decisions. The 49ers came in, they made the big switch to Kaepernick midway through the year, and it was a home run. I mean, the kid was a home run waiting to happen. It was going to happen, and because of Alex Smith's injury, they plugged him in, and you tip your hat to Cap.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, no
nice.
Pun intended. You got to tip your hat to him. He answered every test.
Yeah.
It was flying, you know, and aced it. On the other side, you look at the Ravens, they had serious doubts as to the fact that they were going to make it in the playoffs.
Right.
Lewis was injured. Suggs was injured. Switched offensive coordinators. And the first game out, I mean, they struggled offensively. It was a bad-looking offense when they switched it, and Jim Caldwell came out and started calling plays for the first game. I mean, they didn't look good offensively. They might have won the game, but they did not look good. And now all of a sudden, they made a couple of switches up front. They put McKinney at left tackle. Michael Orr goes to right tackle. Their offensive line all of a sudden snaps into place like it was meant to be. Joe Flacco's throwing the ball better than anybody in the league, period.
Yeah.
And their defense gets Ray Lewis back, Suggs gets healthy, and all of a sudden, this little contraption that was limping down the road, I mean, this was like the Clampett's truck going to Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, they were stuff falling off the back of it. It was, you know, one of the wheels was crooked, and they were limping. And all of a sudden, somebody flipped a switch, and they are a brand-new Humvee. They are bulletproof, and they are big, powerful, nasty, and they go 100 miles an hour. They are... And it just seemed to snap. So both teams built the same way, but Baltimore is riding that roller coaster, riding the crest of momentum coming in.
Yeah, I would think that's really the key here is getting hot at the right time in this game is everything.
Well,
and we've seen it with the Giants.
We've
seen history of that in recent years. The other thing, Steve, is you bring up Kaepernick, and just observing how unique this guy is, there's a big part of me that doesn't think that this is just like a temporary fad, that he's actually got kind of the perfect dynamics to be successful for a long time, because I don't see him. I know when a quarterback runs, it's always a scary thing and a bad thing. They get hit. But I think the way he runs and when he chooses to run, and I know there's some design plays, but for the most part, it's if they're not open, I'm going. And that just gives the defense an 11th guy to worry about when people are covered. Normally, when people are covered, the quarterback, you don't worry about the quarterback. He throws it away or whatever forces it.
You make an interesting point, because one of the things that shocks a lot of the media people here that we don't see the Niners very often, Cap Kaepernick walks into the room and is like, my God, he's listed at 6'4". I got to cry foul.
Yeah.
He's 6'6".
Yeah.
And he's got some mass on his arms. He's built long and lean, and he walks around like he's 5'8". That kind of nimble, quick coordination. I mean, the guy's got it. So he is a special athlete who can run the football in a way that maybe other quarterbacks never have before. Mm-hmm. My problem is, and you know this, Vic, if I'm defending the read option, Colin Kaepernick's getting hit and hit hard every play. He's going to get smashed every play because if he's faking like he's got the ball, he is not entitled to the protection of a quarterback in the pocket. He's going to take a shot, and he's going to take a lot of them. So Cap may be a guy who goes to the Hall of Fame, but he's going to do it like Gale Sayers did. Like 64 games is his whole career. Mm. That's what Gale Sayers' career was.
Yeah, short.
Cap may be he may be a comet. He may come in, burn really brightly, and be spectacular while he's here, but he may only last a few short years.
That's a great point. The other thing I want to ask you, because this is something you can lend perspective to, playing in four consecutive Super Bowls as you did, when you look at the quarterbacks, especially Kaepernick and Joe Flacco, neither has obviously has been on this stage, and their teammates, a lot of their teammates haven't been on this stage. You know what the stage is like, and you know how hot that light burns, how brightly it burns for them. Is there any reason to think, based on what you've seen going to the various sessions and being around these clubs in your reporting capacity with CBS Sports, that it could be too much for them to deal with this?
I think the most impressive thing about Kaepernick is the fact that he's been unflusterable. The guy's unflappable. There has never been a moment too big for him. Now, he's only had 9 starts, granted, but his first one was on Monday night against the number one D in the country, the Bears. Remember that night?
Yeah.
And he crushed them.
Yeah.
Decisively. He made throws and runs that people were like, whoa, who is this guy? Where has he been?
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like, well, they're going to New England. You know, nobody beats New England in New England in December.
Right.
They go in, it's 31-3 before New England mounts the great comeback, ties it up, and looks like, well, the Niners going to, you know, just let it slip away. And Kaepernick answers with a one-play drive for a touchdown. I mean, makes the throw, and Crabtree breaks the tackle, touchdown. They answered that decisively. Nothing has been too big for him. And, of course, Flacco, I think, is the same way. You can't fluster him. I mean, he is just Joe Cool, and he can make throws nobody else can make. And I think Jim Caldwell, because of his experience with Peyton Manning for all those years, he asked him to make throws nobody else would ask their quarterback to make, and Joe can do it.
Yeah.
Receivers become uncovered when they're covered because of the accuracy Joe Flacco can put on the ball.
Right, those tight windows. He can penetrate. Steve, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Great seeing you, man.
Yeah, great to see you always, and we'll talk soon.
Enjoy the week.
He is Steve Tasker, former NFL great, CBS Sports. And you know him, of course. He covers so many Browns games for CBS, so he's kind of an authority on this team as well. And we've got much more coming up from Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. Radio Row, Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty has more Explorers in stock than anywhere in Ohio with the best deal around. Lease the 7-passenger Explorer for only $249 a month. That's only $249. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we'll get you financed. Guaranteed. Get to Liberty Ford today.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, and all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with a new 1 pound of breaded boneless with 4 great lube sauces for limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal, longtime ones? At Alarm Force, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect. And because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
O'Reilly.
Changing your own motor oil can save you money and time, but it can also be messy. From the moment the drain plug comes out, it's anyone's guess where the oil will land. Keep it clean, quick, and easy with an oil change kit from O'Reilly Auto Parts on sale for $5. It includes shop towels, a funnel, drain pan, and hand cleaner. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.
Changing your own motor oil can save you money and time, but it can also be messy. From the moment the drain plug comes out, it's anyone's guess where the oil will land. Keep it clean, quick, and easy with an oil change kit from O'Reilly Auto Parts on sale for $5. It includes shop towels, a funnel, drain pan, and hand cleaner. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nearly five decades ago, we opened our first family-owned tire store in Cleveland. We believe in Northeast Ohio and still treat our customers like family. Conrad's continues to grow while other tire companies come and go. Today, Conrad's is still the local family-owned choice. Close to your work or home, with the best tire brands, low prices, and over 30 Northeast Ohio locations. And right now at Conrad's, get rebates up to $160 on select sets of four Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card.
Conrad's.
Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily, live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, Louisiana, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yes, that Ohio State fight song is so appropriate because our next guest, one of the all-time great Buckeyes, joining us in this segment that is driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us now is former standout Ohio State Buckeye, and of course a former standout NFL running back, the great Eddie George, joining us here on Radio Row at Super Bowl 47. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Enjoying being here. Been here for since Monday.
Okay.
So just working, making my rounds, and it's amazing to see the process and how this thing just starts to swell. Because Monday, nobody was in here.
It was very quiet.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
And now, as we get closer to Sunday, the buzz is starting to generate. People are starting to come into town. You're starting to see a little bit everybody, Warren Moon.
Yeah.
And you see Troy Aikman. You're seeing Michael Strahan. You're starting to see some celebrities coming in now. So I was like, oh, okay. Now the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. So it's cool. It really is. New Orleans, they do a good job of hosting.
They do.
I mean, they understand it. They host so many events here year in and year out, and they understand the infrastructure for it. They have everything in place. Really great city to host the Super Bowl. Awesome.
And it feels big in a Super Bowl in any, pretty much any mm-hmm. venue. Last year in Indianapolis, fantastic. But for some reason, it does feel better here, and there's a reason why this
is the well-oiled machine.
Yeah,
Come right in. You just flow right into it.
That's
just,
right.
From food, entertainment, accessibility, everything is in close proximity to everything else. You know, there's not a lot of walking or parking. There's not a lot of hassle. So it just allows you to come in and just have fun and do your job. And that's it.
And part of your job, of course, you're an analyst for YahooSports.com, mm-hmm. And we encourage everybody to go there and check out your great work. So you take an analytical look at this thing, and you're making your rounds, obviously, throughout Radio Row and so forth. But one of the things I wanted to get to with you is the perspective that I don't think is talked about enough with this game. We focus on the quarterbacks, on how well Joe Flacco's playing the dynamic Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm. but the running game is getting short-shrifted here,
yeah.
And that's your wheelhouse. And I want you to tell me, let's start with the Ravens and how dynamic a guy Ray Rice is. What can we expect, and what do you think he could be doing on a day on a game when so much focus is on the guys dropping back to throw?
I think that, well, first of all, the league has transitioned into a passing league over the last 6-7
right.
years. Everything runs through the quarterbacks. But they're not able to do what they can do without a Ray Rice or Frank Gore. And what Ray Rice brings to the table is not just his hard-nosed running in between the tackles, getting the hard 4, 5, and 6, but his ability to catch the ball out the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he still had over, 500 yards receiving
yes.
this year.
Yep.
And he's capable of doing that. He's a tenacious blocker. You know, away when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, and what he does without the focus on him. Those are the intangibles to give Flacco time to throw the ball down the field. And it just his energy and his spirit, his willingness. I mean, he's learned from Ray Lewis what it's like to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really starting to embrace that and take on that role. So Ray Rice, to me, is a huge part of what they do and why Flacco was able to be successful. Because without that great play he had against, I guess it was the Colts, it was a 4th-and-29, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
True.
So he's underrated, not appreciated enough, and I think he's going to be a huge factor in this game if Baltimore wins. Because if they can't run the football, it only will put more pressure on Joe Flacco. And he can't carry the game on his shoulders. Ray Rice can.
And that's the other thing is when we look at the pressure that this 49er team can bring, Justin Smith, Alden Smith,
yeah.
and company, on Joe Flacco, if Ray Rice isn't mm-hmm. a presence and that they don't have to worry about him because they've shut it down, then I think it's over. I mean, I don't think Flacco has a prayer of being able to do what he's done
right.
if they're able to do that, right?
And kudos goes out to Jim Caldwell as well.
I mean,
he has been fantastic with the play calling, really figuring out what are Joe Flacco's strengths. And it's not to pull him back and allow him to manage the game and not make mistakes, but being aggressive and throwing the ball down the field. His strength is getting that ball down to Torrey Smith and stretching the field vertically. And that opens up everything. Now you can get your intermediate game, you can get your pass, your short game going, and it's just vice versa. So Joe Flacco, he's good, like you said, when the pressure is not on him. I mean, he can just manage the game from his strengths versus just trying to have him be methodical, moving the ball down the field and playing, trying not to play mistake-free football.
Eddie George, YahooSports.com analyst, NFL analyst, Heisman Trophy winner from Ohio State. And, you know, when I think about your Heisman speech, it brings up the next point about the 49ers. You thanked your offensive line. You made sure to acknowledge the job they did for you. And I think any great running back understands that well, that it's not a one-man thing. In the case of Frank Gore and in the case of that line, and true with Colin Kaepernick as well, but that big physical line, that just looks like, to me, such a huge part of this game that as much as I respect the Ravens' defensive front, don't you think? I mean, they're pretty darn physical and big up there.
No, it's going to be interesting. It almost reminds me of the national championship game that we saw this year with Alabama's offensive line going up against the strength of Notre Dame's defensive front. And we're going to find out real early in this game, you know, who's going to have the matchup. I think the Ravens are healthier up front at the right time. They're starting to gel with Suggs coming back, not as healthy. Ray Lewis is healthy. So their front seven is formidable. But they're going up against a nasty offensive line that they fire off and they get to the second level better than any offensive line I've seen play. And that's why they're able to do that pistol offense and run a read option. And they understand that they're gelling really well right now. So that matchup, to me, is going to be intriguing, especially in the first two quarters of the game. If Frank Gore is ripping off runs 4, 5, 6, that's going to be a problem for Baltimore to hold on to that, because they're going right to the heart of their defense. If you can run on Baltimore, it's going to be an issue for them.
Can't let you go without talking some Buckeyes football with you.
That's
and
right.
Just some thoughts on what Urban Meyer has going there and what's going mm-hmm. forward there. I know you follow it closely.
Well, Urban coming in wanted to establish the culture, and he did just that. You know, got their attention, changed everything, changed the way they eat, the way they think, the way they prepare, challenged them every step of the way. Very different management style from Jim Tressel, who has a more decentralized type of philosophy. Urban is very hands-on. He's the type that's going to measure twice and cut once. And he's very intense. So the minute you walk into that facility, you're held to a high standard. And you'll be accountable every second of the way, whether you're weightlifting, whether you're watching film, if you're getting your ice bath, what treatment, whatever that is, he's going to hold you accountable to that. So he established that number one. Now he's out on the recruiting tour getting the right players for what he's trying to do.
Right.
And he's just been an amazing force at Ohio State so far, and we expect great things from him next year. Whether they go undefeated or not, I think they're going to be in the thick of things next year because this team is going to get better. Braxton Miller has gotten better last year, but now you bring in the fact that he's going to bring in receivers. The running backs are a year under his system. The defensive line and the defense, they're under his system. So now they understand what it takes to win for Urban Meyer. Now they can take it and have true ownership of that and take it to the next level.
Eddie, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Not a problem, my man.
He is Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winning running back from Ohio State, former standout NFL running back as well. Houston Oilers, then Titans, let me get that
right. That's
right. Dallas Cowboys. He joins us here on Radio Row, Super Bowl, and read his great stuff, yahoosports.com. Tremendous analysis, NFL analysis from him as well. Super Bowl 47, Radio Row from New Orleans. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Only here. Only now. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio.
With huge savings.
Like up to $9,000 off a new F-150. Or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we'll get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Get to Liberty Ford today.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Watch football. Save on Ritz crackers at Walmart.
Every day, I want.
Buy Orville Pop Crunch and Sharp Cheddar and Cheez-It snack mix. Walmart has everything you need to throw a great game time party. Backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off appliances of $397 or more. With free haul away and delivery on brands like Whirlpool, Samsung, and Frigidaire, it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga.
Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Driven by Liberty Ford. In association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Day four. Things heat up here on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, lots of celebrities and such, not just from the football world, although most of them are from the football world, but from entertainment as well. Beyonce had her news conference. She's going to be singing the national anthem. And a very cool thing that she did at her news conference, if you're not aware by now, is she sang the anthem. A lot of talk about the lip sync versus the live version. She opened her news conference by singing the anthem, and I've heard I heard that on someone's smartphone. They recorded it for me, and oh my God, and that pretty much ended that.